Plus podcast. This is episode 8, part 2 of our Q&A system. We're still... Q&A system? Let me start again. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another Youth Work Plus podcast. This is episode 8, and it's part 2 of our Q&A session. We've still got loads of questions to get through. We probably won't get through them all this time, so yeah. We'll probably be a part 3. I'm Ollie.
I'm Becky.
Thanks for...
This is the Youth Work Plus podcast.
Yeah, thanks for listening to it. Okay, cool. Okay, I'm going to go first. What did you buy with your first youth work paycheck?
What did you buy?
I was asking you.
I bought a laptop, an Apple laptop.
Oh, wow.
What did you buy?
Rent, I think. I don't think my first youth work paycheck was maybe enough to even cover my rent. So I definitely didn't buy anything exciting.
Yeah, I was still living at home. Hence why I just bought a laptop.
You could just splurge.
Living at home with parents. So yeah, I just was like, what do I want? Oh yeah, I've never been able to afford an Apple.
Mate,
let's get one.
Your first youth work job was better paid than mine. And I bought some like Tesco value cereal, I don't know.
Okay, right. What's the other one? If you weren't a youth or kids worker, what job would you do?
I looked at being a paramedic actually at one point, which I would have really liked. And apart from that, I did work in IT at Oxford Uni for a year. So probably I'd still be doing that. What would you do?
Before I went into youth work, I was going to go to uni to do fashion and textile design. So that's kind of what I wanted to work in. But then there aren't that many jobs in that field and it's very competitive. So maybe something, and like if someone was just going to give me a job.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If you could be gifted a job.
Yeah. Maybe that. Or I've also thought like kids TV presenting.
Yeah. I'd like to do Top Gear. That'd be my dream. Working with cars. That'd be fun if I was just given it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's you asking me, isn't it? Oh, well. How long have you been doing youth or kids work?
I've been doing it paid since 2006. As a volunteer since 2004.
Yeah, I reckon I started volunteering for Youth for Christ in my town maybe when I was like 15, and I'm 34 now. I'm pretty old. And I started my degree started in 2006, where I was paid part time as a youth worker.
Yeah,
so ages, cool. both of us.
Yeah, long time. Name a heart sinking moment during youth work.
There's been loads. There's been like genuinely there's been moments where I just feel like I can't do this, like I can't do any of these things.
Yeah.
No one really, you know, no one cares what I'm trying to do. I think just some heart sinking moments have been when you're like, oh no, did I forget about this? Or like we had one time where we were at a youth weekend away and we weren't sure if we'd given someone some food that they were allergic to or not.
No.
And it was like, oh, that is a huge panic. And they were asleep. We had to like send a female leader in to be like, just listen and make sure their breathing's okay. And it was totally, totally fine. It was a real like over panic. But man, didn't sleep that night. So
yeah.
Why?
I can't think of any moments. I think just generally, like when you're working with young people, sometimes it is really rewarding, but sometimes it's like the opposite. So I remember once I was like mentoring a young person and I'd like been doing it for like weeks, months. and they were a teenage mum and it just felt like she wasn't like nothing. We'd come up with stuff like that she was going to like do that was going to be good for her. And just like felt like ages since she'd actually followed through with any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And like she'd kept on not turning up to appointments. And then like there was one evening where like I saw her like 10:30 at night pushing her baby through the like center of town. And I was just like, oh man, like, and it just like those kind of moments remind me that like sometimes we can do all we can.
Yeah.
Like we can try and bring the camel to water, but we can't always make it drink. And like we can try.
I like
try
the use
and...
of camel rather than horse there. Very
yeah,
biblical.
Camel. So we can like, yeah, sometimes we can do all we can, but like actually it's up to the young people whether they follow through with the advice we give or.
And for like church youth work, I've had young people come right through the system and then lose their faith. And that's like, I hate that.
Yeah, that's a heart-sinking thing as well. Or just like when they just make bad choices and you just think, oh man, like, just wish you hadn't done that.
Yeah. Okay, so name a part of youth or kids' work you don't enjoy.
I don't know. I think one of the parts I don't enjoy is like putting a lot of effort into planning something and then not really knowing if people are going to turn up.
Oh, yeah, the inconsistency.
Especially like post-COVID and pandemic stuff. Like we're putting effort in and planning this stuff and like people are still really inconsistent with whether they come or not. And so, yeah, like there was a youth session we had a few weeks ago and I just remember thinking, like, I hope people are going to come to this. And then like right up until the Friday, like I'd sent a message to parents to remind them. I'd sent a message to youth to remind them, like nobody had RSVP'd that they were going to come. And I was like, oh man, like this is so frustrating. And in the end, like we had like a handful of young people come,
so
which
it was fine,
which was good. Yeah. And it was fine. And we had a great session. But like on that Friday, I was like, oh, have I put all this stuff in? And like, oh, it's so frustrating because we're trying to build momentum. And like, if people don't come to this stuff, then what am I here for?
Yeah. I've definitely had the opposite though, where you don't prepare enough and you're like, oh, it's all right, no one's coming. And then loads of people turn up and you're like, oh no. I don't like any of the safeguarding or paperwork side, which is no surprise. Yeah. I don't think any youth or children's worker does. And if they do, maybe, they're just a superhuman. But I never like any of that stuff. And I don't, as talked about in previous podcasts, I don't really like telling people off or any of that kind of stuff. I just want to be nice all the time.
I think the worst safeguarding stuff as well for me, like, and most frustrating ones tend to be like stuff that happened in the past, which is too far ago for like criminal consequences to happen. But you know those young people are totally damaged.
Yeah.
To the point where like there needs to still be healing and there needs to still be support and stuff, but there's a real frustration about the fact that like nothing can be done practically about what happened to them. Like that is so frustrating.
That's much more noble. I just don't like the paperwork.
Okay, best youth leader training you've done.
Recently, actually, I think probably it's the freshest in the memory, but a friend of mine, Carl, we did some youth leader training with his team. His team were amazing. It was really fun. I liked working together with him. And you could really see that the team were just really good. And they were getting, they were on board. And they also got the principles of what we were trying to do. He kind of cast his vision for the youth work. And we talked a bit about group work.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Cool.
I like leaders training. I think it's fun.
I'm trying to think of other stuff that I've, like courses I've been to as well that might be useful to, for other youth leaders to go on.
Different angle.
Like I really want to do a mental health first aid thing. I know you've done one. That's like on my to-do list of courses
that was really
to try
good.
And find. Especially like in the climate we're in, like I was speaking to a parent the other day and she was saying that she thinks that the impact of the pandemic and everything is only just starting to hit for some of the young people. They're noticing it, you know, in their kids' mental health deterioration and stuff. And just really, those kind of things are really useful, aren't they? Mm. So that's what I'm looking for.
Big Mac or Big Mac, McDonald's or Burger King?
I think my go-to is always McDonald's.
Yeah.
But I prefer the flame-grilled taste of a Burger King burger.
Yeah, actually, I think that's probably the same for me. I love a McDonald's. I don't know many people who choose Burger King. It's way more expensive as well. I'd go McDonald's. It's the whole experience of a McDonald's. I reckon we can do two more. This one says, which do you like best, youth work or kids work? Did we already answer this?
Did we?
I don't know. I mean, we can answer it again.
My experience is more in youth work, but I like them both.
Yeah, I like them both. I think I prefer youth work, kids work. Yeah, it's okay.
Where do you find your resources and ideas? That's a good one.
We mostly, obviously, the excellent resource library on Youth Work Plus's website. We mostly make our stuff up, or as a team, we'll come together and be like, what do we want to cover? And then we'll see if there's anything. So at the moment, we're using a Bible Society thing for our Christian group, going through an overview of the Bible. Kind of a range.
We recommended that on Youth Work Plus.
Yeah.
Did you get it from there?
No. Well, they maybe subconsciously I did.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Yeah, I write all the material for our kids and youth stuff at the moment. And in the past, I've done a mixture. Some of it I've written myself if I know there isn't stuff out there, or there's particular things that I've wanted to like cover, same as what we've done in with the adults kind of thing. Mm. So written it so that, yeah, same themes and points are raised. Yeah. Don't really know how to, yeah, you know what I mean. But I think mostly when I'm looking for a resource or an idea, I just Google. Or there's certain places where I go to. So like I might go and see if Youthscape have got anything new, or go onto the website for Bible Society and see if they've got anything new, or like kind of places where they make resources.
Yeah, and you kind of trust them.
Yeah, go there and see if they've got anything new, or kind of keep my ear to the ground and kind of find out whether there's new stuff happening. I research stuff anyway for Youth Work Plus. Yeah.
And obviously, Youth Work Plus resource library, best place to go if you're looking for resources. Yeah. And always, I think, resources need adapting. That's my personal opinion. You've got to have a flavour of your own unique culture and environment and leadership team. So someone just to even read it first and be like, well, that's rubbish, put that in.
Or this bit wouldn't work for us. Yeah. We need a different game in here. I
think that's important. One more, because I've just seen it. Proudest youth or kids' work moment.
Proudest moment.
It's a good one to finish on.
I think, for me, there isn't like one moment, but it's like when I see some of my young people who are like all grown up now. With families of their own, or, you know, adulting in the real world with real jobs and stuff. And just bump into them and like they look back on youth stuff with fondness. I think that makes me feel proud that I was able to be involved in their life for a little period of time and be a little part of the puzzle that made them who they are.
That's the same for me. I had that recently because I had the Youthscape National Youth Ministry weekend, and one of my old young people was there working for a Christian charity, and just an amazing woman, and like I'm friends with her now, as you know, and just knowing that I played a part in her faith development and her life growing up just makes you feel proud. Like there are these young people who absolutely thrive, and you're like, I get the privilege of like I've journeyed with them for a little bit. So
and sometimes like in the moment, like youth work isn't that rewarding, and like we don't know if young people have listened or if they're taking anything in, or if they're like, we haven't seen any signs of transformation, and like we kind of like, is this working? But like when you fast forward 10-15 years and you bump into these young people and you realize that like even in a small way that the youth group was important for them, like it kind of, it makes you feel better about what you're doing now, like with the young people that you've got now, in those moments where you feel like, is this working? Are they listening? Are they being transformed? Are they learning more about who God is?
And I think the longer you've been doing it, the more of those people who you are just really proud of. I have quite a few people who I'm just super proud of them. And that's keeps you going.
Yeah. Good place to end.
Great.
So yeah, we want to thank you for listening as always and as usual, like, share, subscribe, so that you can find us again and other people can as well, and listen to our other episodes, and feel free to contact us if you want to throw some more Q&A questions at us.
Yeah, and if you've got podcast ideas and things you want us to cover, then let us know as well.
Yeah, there are a lot left, so there will be at least a part 3, maybe a part 4. Cool. See you later. Thanks very much, guys. Bye.